Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, your gateway to the trends and tropes of the horror genre. It's spooky time again, spooky time number 7. We are dedicating this episode to our festival preparations for South by Southwest and the Overlook Film Festival. And I am your host, Eric Lee, and I am joined, as always, by
Mike Campbell.
And Liz Williams.
There we go.
That was
a pro job.
Yeah. Total pro. We're getting better at this whole YouTube thing. So we've got South by Southwest is coming up imminently. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's coming up the day you will be hearing this podcast.
That's right.
And the Overlook Film Festival is going to be happening at the end of March. March 29th through
after you hear the podcast.
So it's going to be a busy time. These are two different kinds of festivals. South by Southwest is one of the biggest artistic festivals in the world. It's always a privilege to be allowed in that press pool. Not an easy thing. It's like submitting for a college application to get into the press
We're
pool of South by Southwest.
But
yeah, this is year 3 for us, yeah?
How was your SATs
there?
Yeah, covering. Eric, how were your SATs?
My SATs were good enough to get into the University of Oregon.
There you go.
We use the ACTs down here in
SEC country. Yeah, no, Louisiana Monroe, what was your school?
I went to Loyola.
Okay, here. Loyola, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that this is but Overlook has been sort of our foundational festival, mm-hmm. Along with Portland Horror Film Festival and H.P. Lovecraft. But this one, of course, near and dear to Liz because it's in her hometown.
Yep, and it's where we met.
But it started. But it started in Oregon.
Yep, it did.
It started in Oregon at. Sure.
Mount Hood.
The Overlook Hotel.
So, wanted to give, for most people are somewhat familiar with.
Full circle.
South by Southwest, it's the everything festival, right? There's, and horror movies play a small role in that, and they call them the Midnighter films. Whereas the Overlook Festival is strictly a horror movie festival. Some other kinds of adjacent properties will show up, some thrillers, some science fiction, but it's definitely on this dedicated to scary stuff, and it's a smaller, much, much smaller event by comparison, but there's a lot more movies. And I've had some folks ask...
There's only 8 Midnighters. 8.
Yeah, but as Liz... Yes. Liz,
and they are sparingly spread out throughout the entire week as opposed to Overlook, which is crams it all in three days.
Yeah, 3 days.
Where your eyes are falling out of your head.
Right.
But there is, of the 8 Midnighters and then all the other films, there are 7 crossover films between South by Southwest and Overlook because there are some horror-adjacent movies that are going to be at South By that are not classified as the Midnighters because Midnighters are scary, funny, sexy, controversial, provocative, after dark features for night owls and the terminally curious.
Yep.
Night owls being the key word. These things always screen at 10:30 at night. So I'm like wired on coffee.
Yeah.
Gotta go to the Alamo. Gotta eat food so I don't fall asleep.
That is in my wheelhouse.
Curiously, terminally curious at 11 a.m., please?
Right.
We're old.
So I was
begging for early.
Eric, that is not in your wheelhouse because last year when we were watching the film about the witches, which was 8:30 in the evening.
That was a late night one.
You guys were both asleep. You don't even know what time it was.
Yeah,
I think it was like 10 o'clock.
What was that film that was the...
She Will.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah.
So when people are curious what kinds of films, because there's only 2 films that we pretty much knew about going into Overlook, and they're the 2 main ones. We've got Renfield, filmed in New Orleans, with Nicolas Cage and Nick and Nick.
Yep.
Nick and Knight. And also Evil Dead Rise, which is also playing at South by Southwest. But that thing looks awesome. I can't wait.
It looks super really good.
But there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about. And I think just to give some context to the kinds of films that we'll be getting, I'm just going to do a little bit of a run through of some of the years past. So 2017, the first year that they did Overlook, It Comes at Night, Mike talked about. Paranorman, the Leica animation was there.
Yeah.
Hounds of Love, which is one of Liz's Australian favorites. Lake Bottom, which is a mockumentary, which is excellent. Mayhem, which is Steven Yeun and my Samara Weaving. If I could place myself in the Steven Yeun chair, that'd be awesome. some other goofy ones like Meatball Machine, Kudoku, and Killing Ground. In 2018 was the first year that I actually attended, and since it was in New Orleans, Liz was there, and this is where we met at Hereditary. St. Agatha, which was Darren Lynn Bousman, which I very much enjoyed, which Liz didn't. Blew My Mind, which is a mermaid horror tale, which has gotten good buzz on our website. The biggest buzz on our website was an icky film called The Farm, also played there.
Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories.
Yeah, I liked that one. I saw that one.
Puppet Master: The Littlest Reich was there. Revenge, Satan's Slaves, Joko Anwar, Upgrade with Lee Winnell and Logan Marshall Green. Great action, not as horror, but it's a lot of fun. Tigers Are Not Afraid.
He gets to put it there.
Yeah, this was, I think, so far 2018 might be the high water mark. What Keeps You Alive? Another movie that I will often refer to. 2019 was the first time that Mike went down. And this was, we had The Lodge, one of our favorite movies. Mm-hmm. Come to Daddy with Elijah Wood, and a very bloody kind of twisted story. The Drug Horror of Bliss. The Schwarzenegger and Robbins offspring movie, Daniel Isn't Real.
That was good.
Larry Fessenden's Depraved, which was Frankenstein for a modern age. Extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Headcount, a little underseen film, which was
you might not understand it, but it's it's a little complicated, right? But that's okay.
One Cut of the Dead, which will make a showing in a Jersey Ghouls podcast that that you guys can listen to us on, and Satanic Panic. Oh, and The Vast of Night.
Right.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
2020 was a rough year. Right, because 2020, but Quentin.
Stream.
Yeah, Quentin Depew, I think, who is also coming up. He's got a film showing at South by, and what's the?
No, that's showing at Overlook.
Overlook.
Smoking Causes Coughing, because that premiered at Fantastic Fest.
Okay.
Yep.
But he did Mandibles, which was two guys who raise a gigantic housefly. Anything for Jackson, which was a really fun culty or. What is it? Grandparents raising the grandson from the dead. 32 Melisana Street. Bloody Hell.
Great movie.
I loved Bloody Hell. That was my number one of that year.
Mm-hmm. Breaking Surface, which was a beautiful sort of a survival horror. Woman trapped at the bottom of the ocean. We had a weirdo film that I really liked called Jumbo, about a girl who falls in love with a Ferris wheel or something like a Ferris wheel. Very kind of odd.
What do we have this year? Instead of reading everything that we've seen from the past 5 years, what do we have this year? Let's get to this year.
All right. We talking about what we're looking forward to?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Kick it off.
What was the big one for 2021? What would you say?
2021, there was no. There wasn't one. Probably, no, Black 2022 phone? Was Black
oh,
Phone.
That was last year.
Or Black Phone. Black Phone.
Last year, Black Phone.
2021 was Nightstream again, and it was
not great.
Wonderful.
I think Hellbender was probably the big one. Cosmic Dawn I enjoyed. Woodlands Dark and Days Bewitched.
We're going to the World's Fair.
Yeah. It was kind of an off year. But then last year we did Resurrection, Deadstream, Hypochondriac, Piggy, Saloom, Sissy, Swallowed, Who Invited Them, and Zalava. Great lineup.
Yeah. But there was some good stuff last year.
But this year it's going to be a little bit bigger. So I'll trust Liz. Have you got the roster for what we got?
Well, I'm going to kick it off then because, yes, yeah, we have a ton of films. Like Eric said, the big ones are Renfield and Evil Dead Rise right now. But there's some repertory theater. We've got a screening of Matinee, the 30th anniversary screening.
Yeah. With John Goodman there.
With John Goodman,
yeah,
local man. The 10th anniversary screening of Only Lovers Left Alive, sexy, sexy vampire movie with Jim Jarmusch, and he owes us after The Dead Don't Die.
You notice I didn't mention that one from 2019.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
And, 2019.
A bunch of other films and shorts, but what I am most looking forward to, I'm going to start with South by Southwest because when they're listening, we'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick one that is actually showing at both festivals, and it is called The Artifice Girl, and the summary is three special agents develop a bold new computer program to catch online predators, but its rapid advancement poses unexpected challenges. So I love the idea of using tech to find the bad guys, and how is that going to go wrong? So I'm looking forward to that. So that'll be at both festivals.
Okay.
But for Overlook, what I'm really, really excited about is the events. Last year we had trivia. We had a great time doing that, but that's kind of all they were able to do because it was like, are we COVID? Are we not? But this year, the masks are off, I guess, because we've got Grady Hendrix coming back to do How to Sell a Haunted House in a Challenging Market, his live show. I cannot wait for that. I'm also interested in checking out some of the like immersive performances. We'll see. They've got one called In Another Room that sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. And
are they doing the VR goggles?
They did that. They did that in 2018. I think
they're going to do some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
And then
terrifying.
Yeah, they were terrifying.
Weirdly,
these ones are like they say like you go into a room by yourself. Like one's called The Oracle, and you get a immersive theater experience with tarot cards and stuff. So I was like, that just sounds cool. But I'm also really looking forward to The Last Magic Show, which is going to be a live magic show presented by the Magic Castle. And it's his name is Zabrecki, and he's a magical humorist. So I just like that there's going to be more events. I love being able to do that, hang out outside of the movie theaters. We love the movies, but this is really a way to meet people, get together with all the other horror nerds and see some really cool stuff that you just don't get to see anywhere else.
Overlook events, less innovators.
Yeah. Less South by Southwest. Every
South
email
Southwest,
we get, which is
everyone's
hundreds
an
a
innovator.
Day, everyone's an innovator.
Everyone up there is an innovator.
Yeah. For those of you who are also podcasters who are thinking about submitting to South by Southwest, you have to know what you're getting yourself into relative to your email chains because you will get buried.
Get that email box freed up because you're going to get about, I think I probably got 30 today.
And like
every
90% of it is not horror
on
stuff.
Planet Earth will be sending you an email.
And you're on every list. Music, tech, comedy. So get ready for
all
the music ones.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah.
I'm getting a shirt printed up that says, I am an innovator.
I'm an innovator.
That's happening. That is happening before I go.
So Mike, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
The three things I'm looking forward to, because I'm not going to go to Overlook. I'm going to hit the screeners at Overlook, but I am going to go to South by Southwest. I will be at South by Southwest. I will have a shirt that says, I am an innovator. So look for me. The three things I'm looking forward to, Liz mentioned the horror trivia done by a fellow by the name of Ted Gagan. He's doing a movie called Brooklyn 45, which looks really good. I think Ted Gagan's got a great eye for horror. He knows
everything
about the genre. He knows production. The industry. Super looking forward to that. It's a group, involves a group of friends who hold a seance in 1945. And they are literally trapped in their host, the person that's hosting the seance. They are trapped in their house, and it's the greatest generation puts themselves to the final test. The second thing I'm looking forward to is Late Night with the Devil, also a throwback film to the 1970s. It's a Halloween show on, it sounds like almost like a cable access type program that goes completely wrong. This, of course, is, I think we've mentioned, features David Dastmalchian. I think he is the primary, I think he's like the lead in this film. Mm-hmm. That one looks really, really cool. And then the final one I'm looking forward to is a documentary about the Satanic Panic of the 1980s. And it is called, appropriately enough, Satan Wants You. This is being done by two gentlemen, one by the name of Sean Horler, and the other is Steve Adams. Both look really, both have kind of an interesting take on the Satanic Panic in the 1980s. And since I lived through that and saw it, and I'm super curious to see what this film looks like. There is no trailer yet, and so all you can see is small stills. But definitely looking forward to those three. Eric, what do you got?
Well, I have. I'm going to be at doing the inverse of Mike. I'm not going to Austin, but I am going to go to New Orleans, and right. So down for Overlook, a movie that's playing at both. And there's a lot of I think we mentioned this. There's a lot of crossover, yep. But there's a Mongolian film called Aberrance, which is showing up. And so we've done,
yep.
I think in years past, some things like Zalava that Liz and I sat at, which is an Iranian film. Mm-hmm. Very much enjoyed that. Tigers Are Not Afraid, Mexican film. They've always been very good with Indonesian films. And so it's like, okay, mm-hmm. Mongolia, go figure. It's a bit of a crapshoot, but it's getting some pretty good buzz. And if it made the cut at both of these festivals, it's got to be at least pretty decent. The other one that hasn't been mentioned yet there's one, and I think that we had a discussion about it offline. But The Wrath of Becky. There's a 2020 movie called Becky, and they said it requires no prior knowledge from the earlier film, just an appetite for some fun, fast, and blood-soaked action. This is sort of a teenage revenge movie. I've got my fingers crossed for that one. And you know, I've got a Evil Dead Rise. I mean, I can't wait for that. I think that looks so good. Both of the big films. Nicolas Cage was going to be in New Orleans for the Renfield premiere. I think just that the energy for that is going to be through the roof. So
it looks real funny.
And
you guys got to interview Nicolas Cage.
Well, Nick, if you're listening, we are bringing the podcasting rig with us. So you know, hopefully we'll be able to get some good interviews. We'll be hanging out probably at Canal Place with like we did last year. Ted Gagan, we'd love to see you again. And this time put you on the microphone, and because now you got something to present. He gave us a masterclass in how movies get distributed. Last time we were down there, but we didn't have the rig set up. So this time maybe we get that chance. So
You know what's interesting about the Wrath of Becky is it sounds exactly like not exactly like it sounds like a twist on The Green Room. Mm-hmm. Sort of The Green Room mashed up with January 6th. So I'm in for The Wrath of Becky.
Kevin James, Paul Blart, the mall cop, as a neo-Nazi. Yeah. And I heard he was great. I haven't seen it yet.
Wow, that's a change.
Pre-Overlook homework. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big change from King of Queens.
It is. It is indeed. All right. So I'm going to take us out with a quote. Kind of goes to the horror film festivals, and it says, "I'm scared to close my eyes and I'm scared to open them. We're all gonna die out there." That's Heather Donahue from the Blair Witch Project.
That'll be
good night.